Good morning, sir. What's your name, please?
Spencer Sullivan Blair.
Thank you, sir. Who's got Mr. Blair? Blair?
Blair, that's mine.
All right, Mr. Blair, Mr. Moore will conduct your hearing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good morning, sir. Can you state your full name and your AEC number for the record, please?
Spencer Sullivan Blair, 327-800.
Thank you, sir. We're paying for the Arizona Board of Executive Tenancies form in reference to the community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. On the screen, you see your far left, you have the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse. My name is David Neal. I'll be hearing with you. Also with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you were notified your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or pay rights to attorney at your own expense. Do you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today, sir.
Okay, I'm going to swear to you, Mr. Turner, at this time. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so?
I do. I do.
Okay, you're going to be conducted in two phases, sir. Phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. Okay, so what I'm going to do with phase one here, I'm going to read one allegation that's on your warrant. Then I'm going to ask you if it is true or false.
Yes, sir.
Allegation number one is a violation of the overall condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer to establish residency on November 9, 2018 at Physicians Halfway House located at 2429 Bella Vista Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. Your word out for another issue of standard from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, sir.
Is this true?
True.
Yes, sir. As based on the admissions of Mr. Blair, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of supervision on that. He may have lapses without lapse and a criminal arrears for the company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Johnson. Okay, so we're going to be moving into phase two in a minute, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information, and so just stay on the phone, and I'll be back with you in a minute, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Blair was released on 11-8-2018 and arrested on 12-29-2018 by Alachua County Sheriff's Office in Florida. No new charges were noted. He is returned back to ADC custody on 1-10-2019 with an adjusted CSE of 4-28-2019 with 15 abscondes. Current convictions, 2018 drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3. Mental health score of 2, substance use score of 1. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, 2017, domestic violence, Georgia, misdemeanor conviction probation. He has a GB score of G1, V1.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Blair, would you agree with a summary of your case supervision?
Yes, sir.
All right, so when you were released, you were approved to Physicians Halfway House in Phoenix, but you never established residency there. Why didn't you show there, sir?
If I can be truly honest, sir, the reason that I left the state in general, when I first got released, I did go to the parole office to check in. After that, I was actually informed by the wrong people that if I didn't get in trouble, my parole would just keep running. I did not not realize that my parole would be violated and basically terminated at the point that I didn't go to my halfway house. So my thinking, which obviously wasn't right, was that if I didn't get in trouble, that when my parole was up, it was done. This is my first time in prison, and I didn't understand how the system worked exactly.
Okay. So why did you go?
I know that's not an excuse.
Why did you go to Florida?
My sister actually lives in Florida. She owns a farm down there.
Okay.
So that was going to be my safe haven for me, leaving the state.
Well, see what you had in 2017. You had the DV situation in Georgia. And you went to Florida when you absconded. So why were you in Arizona? Seems like everything, that you have is back down in the south of Georgia and Florida and down there.
Yes, sir. My mother, when I was 11, she left Georgia and came out here. That's why I came out here a couple of years ago. Was actually to reunite with her and try to actually end up trying to help her out. But, as you can see, that didn't help me too much.
Okay. So, were you able to help her out?
No, not in here. Not too much, no, sir.
Okay. I won't ask you any further on that one. Okay. Sir, the board is going to be... Any questions from the board? Okay. Board will be going into discussion shortly to make a determination. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. If there's anything else you'd like to tell the board, now would be the time to do it. And we just ask that you don't repeat yourself.
Yes, sir. This is my first time in prison, obviously. I'm sure you hear a lot of, the sob stories and things of that nature. I have no intentions whatsoever of ever coming back to a place like this. There was a riot on this yard that I was on less than a week ago. To be quite frank, it scared the hell out of me being here, sir. I have a drug conviction. I've been attending NA and AA here on this yard. I would like to ask if there's any possibility that the board send me to a program. I've heard from other inmates that located on Pinnacle Peak near Phoenix, Arizona, there is a program that DOC somehow has some control over. If I could go into a 90-day program, I only have about 70 days left. I would even sign some kind of waiver giving y'all the right to bring me back if I don't complete the program, even if it's past my release date. I really don't know what more to ask the board. I don't know what y'all can do for me or what y'all are expecting me to do.
Okay, sir. Well, one thing I will say, the board does not have the authority to make specific placements. We can decide whether or not revoke or reinstate your community supervision, but it's all up to parole officers to where you will be housed if we vote to release you at this time. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to be going to discussion now. We'll be talking amongst ourselves to make a determination. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We just ask that you remain silent, but stay on the phone, and I'll get back with you once we make a determination, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, what is the discussion? Well, Mr. Blair is interesting, gentlemen. It sounds like he's learned his lesson, and he wants to straighten up his life, get off the drugs. And it's very commendable, and he's the one that has to do the work. But two problems with this that I can't overlook. One is the 50th scab days, but the biggest thing is that he left the state. So I don't see him as a good candidate for return to community supervision at this time, but I'm going to listen to the discussion from my fellow board members.
Yeah.
That's a little discussion. Okay.
Plus, the fantasy will be able to go back home then.
Yeah. All right. So, based on information in law number 218W3704, Mr. Blair's testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Blair. As he was delinquent, violated terms of additional supervision, and had lapse was about lapse and a criminal waiver or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by Ms. Brown, second by Mr. Johnson, moved by Ms. Woodhouse. All right, so the board has voted to revoke the community supervision at this time. And I'm sure you heard about leaving the state, that's a huge, but really bad thing. But you are scheduled to be released in about 68 days, or April 28, 2019. At that time, you can go back to Florida with your sister, where you'll have a little more support, and do a drug program down there, or you can stay here, but I think you'd be better off if you're trying to break the drugs to go to where you got the most support. But that's up to you, and we do wish you the best of luck. We do hope that we never see you here again, and we hope that you never have to report in front of anybody's parole board again, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Lincoln Henry, and just lay the phone down on the counter, please.
All right, thank you, sir.